Rescuers continue searching the rubble of a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. Yesterday's roof collapse killed at least 113 people, including a provincial governor and two former Major League Baseball players. Police in Spotsylvania County, Virginia, say they've arrested all suspects in a shooting. Left three people dead, three others wounded. Happened at a townhouse community near Fredericksburg, Virginia, last evening. Stocks positive on Wall Street. The Dow is now up 307 points. The Nasdaq ahead, 307 points as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As executive director of Turning Point USA, a national radio host, podcaster, husband, and father of two, my schedule is about as crazy as it can possibly get. 2 years ago, I made the decision to take control of my health, and I chose PhD weight loss and nutrition because I needed a plan that fit my hectic lifestyle. I travel a lot, and my schedule changes every week, so I need something simple. They customized a plan for my body and my schedule, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. Now I have the energy and focus to get through my busy day. PhD will help you too. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call, schedule your weight loss consultation, and see if their program is right for you. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It worked for me and it can work for you. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A former Baltimore County priest facing child sex abuse charges has now been indicted in circuit court on 15 felony charges. According to a local paper, 62-year-old William Mannion Jr. allegedly committed the crimes between August of 1991 and June of 1995. When he worked at the St. Anthony and St. Agnes churches, Mannion surrendered to police last month on multiple sex abuse charges and was ruled eligible for home detention. And Johns Hopkins University says around a dozen international students have had their visas revoked. According to JHU, the F-1 visa records were terminated by the government through the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And a large group of juveniles created a major disturbance in the Perry Hall area on Tuesday evening. Police responded around 5:30 to the 9000 block of Bel Air Road near the McDonald's. The juveniles were darting into traffic and refusing to leave. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The game wasn't great for the Orioles last night, and neither was the news in the postgame. Orioles beaten 4-3 by the D-backs on a Josh Naylor two-run double in the fifth. Birds managed only four hits in the game. Charlie Morton takes the loss, only lasting five innings. His ERA stands at 8.73 through three starts. After the game, the other shoe dropped in the form of news on starter Zach Eflin.
Got the results back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week, and then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing, kind of back him get back throwing at that point.
And the inevitable follow-up.
Have you guys talked about a plan for replacing Eflin in the rotation, or just too
we're
soon to tell?
About it now. Yeah, we just got the news during the game, so we're talking about it now.
Hockey history made last night in Dallas that didn't involve Alex Ovechkin.
10 seconds left. His shot. Oh, Roy just missed it. The center. They score! Hughes Suter's got another one. Can you believe this? The Canucks, three straight goals in the final minute, and the game is tied at 5.
Call on Sportsnet Dallas. How about the Vancouver Canucks? The first team in NHL history to overcome a 3-goal deficit in the final minute of regulation. And Vancouver would go on to win it 6-5 in overtime. And finally, it's Masters Week, and that means all eyes on Scottie Scheffler, trying to become the first player to win back-to-back Masters since Tiger did it in 2002. Scheffler trying to come back after injuring his hand at home on a wine glass he was making ravioli. He hasn't won a tournament yet in 2025. Coming up in 30 minutes, who replaces Zach Eflin? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
At 10:08, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The sun is shining, but the temperatures are still on the cooler side, 10 to 15 degrees below the norm, 56 today. Tomorrow, some rain, showers scattered, 55. Widespread rain Friday, heavy rain possible. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 40 in Dundalk, 38 in Owings Mills, and 41 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. We were just speaking to Sally Taylor. Don't forget, she's running in the 5th District there for Delegate in Carroll County. Definitely go and check her out online. And there's going to be a lot of races, I think, that are going to be somewhat close. Even the Republican primaries, as Sally's will be as well. And I just hope that we think really long and hard about those that we send to Annapolis, even in the Republican Party, right? I'm understanding as to why you have so many Republicans that want to work across the aisle. We are in the minority. I get it. But you also need to have individuals in the Republican Party that stay true to our values and our principles and to, many of which conservatives believe is the way that, America should be. And I agree with that. I do. I think America is the greatest country on earth because we do attempt to conserve how this country was founded and everything about it, like law, the rule of law and order. And so, when you're thinking about who to vote for, even in the primaries, just make sure, and I'm not choosing, a winner or loser here. I just want you to make sure that you truly do some research on that individual, because the last thing you want is somebody to go to the Maryland General Assembly that would vote for more taxes and fees and, all the other nonsense that we see, and that won't put up a fight. Because we talk about that a lot, too, on the show. We've got some Republicans, not many in Annapolis, some, that kind of just go with the flow. They don't stand 10 toes down. We live in a state where we need every Republican voice to be loud, okay? Loud and proud. And that's why, I was excited to support LaToya Cagolo, who ended up being a loud and proud voice this session. You have to admit, she did a great job. She really did. All right. So. I wanted to just touch really quickly here on what we touched on yesterday, and that is the loss of two beautiful, adorable 9-year-old girls that were riding along with, it turns out to be a 36-year-old driver, a man, that decided to flee from police. Now, the police said that they did not give chase to the vehicle. I'm sure this is still all under investigation. But that is what the police officer stated, right? So we can't say that that is factually true because we don't know yet. But what I will say is speeding with two young kids in the car should be a no-no for anyone, whether you are evading police or just driving them to school or to some activity. I do not respect anyone that would drive and speed with kids in the car. And you know what? I've also become that person. This is how I know I'm old, right? I've become that person where if there's a car speeding through my neighborhood, I'm yelling after them. Slow down! There's kids in this neighborhood. I hate that. I hate when people speed through neighborhoods. I hate when people speed through parking lots. Look, kids are unpredictable. And even as parents, you can do everything you possibly could to make sure the kid does not run in any direction in a parking lot or what have you. And sometimes it still just happens. And it is so sad and so unfortunate. And so I don't understand why people they speed in parking lots. I really don't. Look, you might be in a hurry, but you could hit somebody's baby. All right. Anyways, I wanted to touch on this because, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, as the show began at 9 o'clock, there is someone that we know here at WCBM because he was gracious enough to come in and talk to us in studio for an hour about immigration. And his name is, if you recall, Will Hanna. Will Hanna is actually the uncle of one of the young ladies that was tragically killed this weekend in that fiery crash. Now, Jeff Abel on Fox 45 had the story. Take a listen.
And the family of 2 9-year-old girls killed in a crash on the Baltimore Beltway speaks with Fox 45 News as we learn more about what led to that crash. Fox 45's Jeff Abel spoke to the family of one of the victims tonight.
He joins us live now with their concerns and what we're hearing from police. Jeff.
Well, you know, investigators are still struggling to understand this case, and so are the victims' relatives, who tonight are providing us with a much clearer picture of what happened on the moments leading up to this crash.
We lost the one person that could unify our entire family.
On the phone tonight, Will Hanna, the great uncle of 9-year-old Bailey Brooks, was describing the pain of losing a child.
She was so talented, and she was business savvy. She was 9 years old, and she was just everything to our family.
But late Saturday night, Bailey and her best friend, 9-year-old Serenity Gross, were riding in a Jeep Wrangler driven by another family member when it crashed into an embankment here in the Baltimore Beltway, sending it up in a ball of flames and killing everyone on board. Hanna says the driver's own daughter had spent the day with the group, but was dropped off just minutes before the crash.
And they all were go-kart riding. It was not uncommon for him to have the girls, because he did that regularly. They were coming home, and he dropped his daughter off first, and they were on their way to drop Bailey and Serenity off.
But minutes before the crash, a trooper stopped the vehicle here at the Greenspring Avenue exit. A state police spokeswoman says the driver was failing to maintain his lane of traffic.
As the trooper was approaching the vehicle, the Jeep took off. At that point, the trooper did not pursue the vehicle. He returned to his vehicle, activated his emergency lights, and reentered traffic.
3 minutes later, police say the driver lost control of the vehicle when it crashed and burned here at the I-83 exit ramp.
There's some things we wish were done differently, but we can't even, we can't even dwell on that right now.
Hanna says his family has no clue why the driver would leave the scene of a traffic stop. For now, the family is coming to terms with the loss.
All right. And that was, as you heard there, Will Hanna. And he was with us about a month ago here in studio talking about immigration and why it is important to secure both of our borders, both south of us and north of us. And he was absolutely just a wealth of knowledge. And I hope, and I'm sure he's going to come on the show again as we continue to talk about what's been going on at our borders. But I just want to send my prayers and my condolences. My heart goes out to Will and his family and friends. And if you heard there during that report, the driver had his daughter with them that day as well. And the driver dropped his daughter off first and was taking the other two girls home. And so, there could have been another young lady in this car, in this tragedy. I just, you know, it hurts because obviously this is the same age as my daughter, Olivia. And I can't imagine what that family is going through. And I know we talked about this, like I said, briefly yesterday, but I just wanted to share that with you. Senseless crime. Also, if you heard during the news break here on WCBM, you most likely heard about the riot that took place in Perry Hall. George, I also got your text message about it. And it was a bunch of juveniles. Apparently, there was a fight stemming from something that happened at Perry Hall. I guess that was high school over there. And these kids ended up going into the street over there on Bel Air Road near that McDonald's. And just in case you're trying to wonder where that is, if you know where that Outback Steakhouse is over there as well, it was in that area. And those juveniles took to the streets and did not want to move for traffic. Yeah. Here's what I'll say about that. I'm not going to go so far into that story either, but we still do have our problem with juveniles in this entire state, not just here in the Baltimore region, but the entire state. And I think that's why I'm also so disappointed that the Maryland General Assembly didn't put more into place in regards to disciplining the juveniles in the state, because obviously parents are failing their kids left and right. And I'm embarrassed because a lot of these parents are my age. Right? I'm 43 years old. I had my daughter a bit later than most would. But some of these 15, 16, 17-year-olds today, a lot of their parents are my age. And I just can't believe that they're just allowing them to run amok. And there seems to be no structure, no discipline. And they just do whatever. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, they're just kids and you don't want them to have a criminal record. You know, I'm at the point where I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. If you're still continuing in all of these things, right, whether it's the carjackings, you probably heard about the arrest, three juveniles, and then a woman in her 50s arrested for carjacking. I mean, what are we doing? What exactly are we doing? And this is, and we're not going to get into it, but this also goes into that subculture within the Black community. And I'll continue to say it's not Black culture. It's the subculture within the Black community. And I am just over it. I am over it. And then when you see people like Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, when you see people like Jasmine, and, you know, she kind of gives into this like stereotype of, you know, the angry Black woman and, you know, shaking her head and rolling her neck and doing all this stuff. And, you know, people are applauding her online within the Black community. I'm done with this stuff. I don't understand why we're doing this. I don't get it. And we, you know, we for the majority of those in my community, it's like we applaud these things. Why? Why is Jasmine Crockett getting the attention that she's getting? Why is she doing all of these media hits? She's making the Black community look awful. It's kind of like Kamala Harris, but on a different level, right? It's like you've got the stereotype with Jasmine Crockett, and then Kamala, you know, she had a hard time putting sentences together. She seemed to, you know, have these word salads where she would completely get off topic, couldn't find her way back to the topic. It's just like, it's embarrassing. This isn't the best and the brightest. We have better in our community. But yeah, I don't know where we're going. I hope that we're able to change directions here soon. But the juveniles that are involved in this mess, lock them up. Shame the parents. I don't care. I got my friend Alan Woodlawn. Al, I know you know about this stuff much more than I do. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jim. Before I get to my subject real quick, I think two or three weeks ago, a former representative, Mia Long, passed away. She was a Republican. She was the first, I think, African-American or Black woman, you know, was a congresswoman in Utah. And I really thought she was going to be a rising star in the Republican Party. I mean, she spoke at a convention, I think, you know, a while back, and she really was impressive. She's only 41, I think.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. Yeah. Yep.
Well, Kim, I know you know my background. Well, the day I was up at the school, you know, doing my crossing guard duties, and they have an ice cream truck that comes up there, you know, every day to, you know, to service the kids and the adults. And I was talking to the lady. I heard that the lady who runs the ice cream truck, she was attacked while she was in her truck doing her job by a middle schooler. Middle school, Kim. Supposedly, I didn't see it, But I talked to her, you know, a day or two later, and she said she was just so shocked when that individual reached inside her truck and smacked the glasses off her face, you know. And she told me, she said, I treat all these kids, you know, like I want to be treated. She said, I was just so upset. She said, I couldn't believe it. And I talked to a parent who, you know, frequents the truck, and she said that that lady, Mr. Al, I just can't believe they did that to her. Sometimes kids wouldn't even have money, or they would be short, you know, having money, and she would just say, go ahead, I got it. You know, and, Kim, I don't know. I got to do something in this state. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, I was up there today at my post when I got off from work, and I saw three police cars come rolling up to the elementary school. You know, of course, they don't say anything, and they don't tell me anything. So, you know, I just was looking for my big oak tree to hide behind just in case something came up, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Kim, look, I'm going to let you go. You take it easy, and, you know, you and Olivia, I know, you know, you two be safe out there.
Thank you.
One real quick. I want to know who are these businesses that are moving to Maryland that Governor Moore Left was talking about? Businesses moving into Maryland.
I've never heard such a thing.
People moving into Maryland, you know? Well, Kim, I'm going to tell you, as soon as things settle down, as soon as the CEO of my household tells me full speed ahead, Virginia, Delaware, or Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kim, take it easy. Be safe out there. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you as well. Bye. Thank you, Al, so much. You as well. And Al's right. I mean, there's a lot of people that are going to be moving, but he's also right with the juveniles being out of control. They are. They're out of control. They are. And the fact that they didn't get anything really done in regards to juveniles in Annapolis, another failure. We'll discuss more when we get back. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or even Kim Klasick Live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope that it does not. But if it does, I want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and that is with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years, and they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
The Rob Carson Show.
Those of you who are complaining that making things fair and the price of your car might go up a little bit if you get it from Japan or you get it from Germany, honestly, shut up. Where were you when dads couldn't afford to buy their kids their first car? Because used cars were 50% more minimum when Joe Biden was the president. Washington, D.C., you have no friggin' clue what we've been through the last 50 years. So how about sit down?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know what? We were talking about the juveniles in the state. And hopefully we do get a handle on it. But I'm not very hopeful because Vinny Schiraldi's still there at DJS. And in Annapolis, they didn't really accomplish anything in regards to the juveniles. On that topic, I've got, looks like, JC in Baltimore. JC, you wanted to weigh in about the juveniles?
Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. And the word was spoken, consequences. There needs to be consequences. And I couldn't help but go back in my memory to when that police officer was shot in South Baltimore in her car, and they found the two criminals, perpetrators, and they put their mugshots on television, and the surly, smug, what are you going to do about it look on their face. And the thought I had was, well, you know what? If you went to trial in 10 days and you got sentenced in 14 days and you knew you were going to die because you took somebody's life, and you had 3 weeks to live, I doubt we'd have all these murders in town.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if these kids were taken, I don't know, consequences, go to jail and stay there with no TV, you know, and no gym. How about some consequences?
Right.
And how about some consequences for mom and dad? Where's your son? Where's your daughter? Where's your 9-year-old daughter at 11 o'clock at night? What the hell's wrong with people?
Yeah.
You know, common sense. And I'm so tired about the nuances of everybody's little life story. And, oh, this so you had such a, you know, everybody's got a tough childhood, people. Everybody's got their problems, you know?
Yeah.
You don't rob, you don't steal, you don't kill, you don't lie. What's so hard about that? Anyway, thanks for letting me rant on, Kim. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
No, thank you so much, JC. You have a good day as well. But that's how a lot of us are feeling at this point. And that's what I said. I said, you know what? Put the parents on billboards. I bet they tighten up. I bet they tighten up. Shame the parents. Let everybody know when their family, let all their neighbors know that they're not keeping track of their 13-year-old at midnight. Let them know. Why are we protecting these individuals? For what? What is it getting us? It's just, you know, more violence. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about the proxy voting on Capitol Hill. We're also going to talk about the tariffs. And we're going to talk about the 92 bills that Governor Wes Moore did sign yesterday. We're going to talk about one of those bills that are on his desk. And I wonder if he's going to sign it. This puts him in a tough spot. We'll talk about all that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From fiery rhetoric to an AI video that insults American workers, China's been lashing out at the U.S. over President Trump's tariffs. Beijing now says it's raising its retaliatory tariff on the U.S. to 84% as of tomorrow. That's about a 50% increase. The president says America has plenty of coal and should take advantage of that natural resource to power its future. Mr. Trump rolling back federal regulations that hinder the use of coal. The nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic has claimed at least 113 lives. Search crews continue the hunt for survivors in the midst of the rubble. On Wall Street, stocks have turned positive. The Dow, 63 points higher, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is up more than 200 points. The S&P better by 22. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
News not really great all the way around for the Birds as they dropped game two of the series last night against the Diamondbacks. 4-3 was the final. First, it was Charlie Morton weaving in and out of trouble early on, but tied at two in the fifth, the D-backs broke through.
Naylor down the line. Yeah. And it's in the corner. Hampson scores. Here's Pavin Smith. Josh Naylor gives the Diamondbacks the lead.
Call courtesy of Diamondbacks TV. Naylor's two-run double the decisive blow as the Birds manage only four hits in the 4-3 loss. The potential bigger blow, though, came after the game, when manager Brandon Hyde delivered the news on starter Zach Eflin.
Got the results back from Eflin. He's got a low-grade lat strain, so he's going to be shut down for throwing for about a week, and then we're going to kind of reassess from there and hopefully start throwing, kind of back him get back throwing at that point.
No word yet on who would replace Eflin. Brandon Young would be a logical replacement, as he's already on the 40-man roster. More on the O's coming up in 30 minutes, and what a game last night at United Stadium. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Another day of sunshine and temperatures on the cooler side, but after today, we've got clouds and rain and cool temperatures. So today's your day to be outside, if you can. 56 this afternoon, low to mid-40s overnight. Tomorrow, we'll get some showers. They're scattered, not a washout of a day. 55 the high, but widespread rain, heavy rain possible Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow. From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. You know what? We had an interview, in case you missed it, this morning with Sally Taylor. She's running in Carroll County's 5th District. Looks like there's someone on the line that wants to comment about possibly Sally in our interview. I've got Annette in Sykesville. Annette, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. I'm so glad you took my call.
Of course.
I want to make a few comments about the interview, which I thought was wonderful. But before, I want to tell you I met you for the first time when you spoke at one of Sally's fundraising raising events in Carroll County before she ran. And I also talked to you several times at the fundraisers you did in Carroll County. So just a plug for you. I just love your show.
Thank you.
And just love talking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, Sally, she's phenomenal. She's out there and helping all of us.
She is. And that's kind of what I wanted to say. First of all, she helps so many people in Carroll County. I mean, she's known by everybody. Everybody loves her. she was a past president, just recently left the South Carroll Republican Club, and I live in South Carroll, so I know about that club. She's very vocal at all of the Republican events. She's the current judiciary reporter, I guess, for the Westminster Republican Club. So she's just really great. She took me to Annapolis a couple times when she was speaking on bills, or we were just listening, and the two of us just spoke in opposition to that House Bill 1036 about the solar. I met her the first time when I was advocating opposing the solar on ag land on a small street in South Carroll, where I live. And she came and spoke, and we just had a wonderful introduction about that. She's helped me so much with that. She's just wonderful. She will make the best candidate for District 5. I have no doubt.
Yeah, well, Lynette, I appreciate you calling in. And Sally Taylor is wonderful. She really is. And, you know, Carroll County, we don't have many counties out there that we could say that are red. And so you guys are still kind of in the red there. So we're hoping that you guys hold that down because we need you.
Yeah, we're hoping to. We're working real hard here in Carroll County for her.
Well, thank you, Lynette. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Thank you. And again, that's Annette. And as she mentioned there, and believe it or not, I wouldn't have many pictures at some of my Carroll County events if it wasn't for Sally, because she also brings her camera to a lot of these events. She was at the rally in Annapolis there that was hosted by the Maryland Freedom Caucus when we were up there, you know, basically opposing the terrible budget that they ended up passing. But she's always there. She's always there. And so I think that is important. So we'll keep in touch with Sally. Like I said, because we're going to be fair here on Kim Klasick Live. You know, anybody that's running in that district, we're going to have them on the show and hear from them as well. Same thing with the gubernatorial races. As I was reminded there, John Myrick, he is out there. I checked his website again. If you want to check his website, he's got a lot of events coming up here in the future as well. And, you know, what we really have to do is support these Republicans, these conservatives, that understand that this is going to be a fight, and they're willing to put up that fight. We can't have anybody weak in Annapolis that is going to represent us, because it's just not going to work out. We got to keep the strong there. Also, speaking of Annapolis, in case you missed it, Governor Wes Moore did sign 92 bills yesterday. One that was monumental had to do with those with disabilities. We did talk on the show about, you know, there was a possible cut that has been delayed to DDA to the tune of $200 million, which is absolutely ridiculous. That's incredible. But it did, to me, it showed that Governor Wes Moore has prioritized those with disabilities, which is what we needed him to do. We really do. And so I'm glad that he made that one of the first bills that he signed. Also on his desk, and this is what I was talking about before the break, we're going to see what happens here because, as I mentioned yesterday, Newsmax was talking about the fact that, you know, in the delegation there, our wonderful Democrat leaders in Annapolis, they passed a bill that brings forth a reparations commission. And so they're going to study reparations for the 114th time. They're going to pay for the data. They're going to pay for experts. It's so stupid. It's so ridiculous. And this is why I said I can't be friends. I want to be friends with some of these moderate Democrats. But if you look at who voted for the Reparations Commission in Annapolis, there were moderate Democrats. There were moderate Democrats that voted for that nonsense. How do you do that? We have a $4 billion deficit? We can't afford anything right now, but yet you believe that we should be studying reparations? To pay it to whom? And use what money? What are you talking about? We don't have any money. In case you missed it, we're broke. We are broke. Well, anyways, it'll be interesting to see if Governor Wes Moore signs this thing. And I believe that the Democrats in Annapolis, both the House and Senate, by passing this reparations commission, they put him in a tough spot. I mean, obviously, as a Republican, I love it. But this is a tough spot to be in. You know, do you take part in the clownery? Right? Do you take part in the circus? Do you sign this thing? saying that we need to study reparations here in Maryland while trying to say that you are saving people money in the state and you are a fiscally conservative, even though you're not a Democrat in the governor's mansion? Because like, remember, he's still doing interviews on all these major networks saying that he saved the middle class money here in the state of Maryland. He is in Governor Wes Moore. That did not happen. That did not happen. So if he ends up signing this whole thing with Reparations Commission, ooh, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. But then if he doesn't sign it, it'll also hurt him. Because as I mentioned, the Maryland Black Legislative Caucus, they're the ones that brought this forth. So then he'll look like a sellout or a traitor, right, to his community. He's in a tough spot. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Democrats in Annapolis. Because it's so silly and such nonsense, you put your golden child, your golden ticket, possibly to the Oval Office at one point in time, you put him in a tough spot. Now, if he just leaves it on his desk and he doesn't sign it, I think that still puts him in a tough spot. I think you will still have people in the state of Maryland, and now that this is a national story, you're going to have black people all over the country that are going to be looking to him for him to sign it. And if he doesn't, if he just leaves it sitting on his desk, he's going to upset black people nationwide. Yet you know that he wants to run for the Oval Office. Thank you, Democrats. Thank you. And I just wanted to mention that. Also, I got some honorable mentions here as bills that did not make it. In case you missed it, Maryland Matters has a great article. There was a bill that was proposed to give families a tax credit of $1,000 to help as they're dealing with the aftermath of stillbirth. I didn't understand that one. $1,000 tax credit. Look, you know, of course, that is a very difficult time to be in. I don't know what $1,000 would do for those families, but that bill was introduced. It did not pass. And so they said that they're going to come back again. I guess I don't know. I could be wrong on this one. I could be. I'm wrong often. But that bill did not pass. They said they're going to reintroduce it again next session. Also, there was Senate Bill 651, which favored renters over landlords. You know I hate that. But luckily, it did not pass. That basically made it so that where if landlords didn't want to renew the lease of the tenants, the landlords would have to give a written statement and reasoning why. Again, this is Senate Bill 651. And right now, as landlords, you can choose not to renew a lease without giving a statement. But they were going to pressure the landlords into giving a statement, which you know what that would have done, right? You know what that would have done. They would have been calling landlords racist and all this other stuff. Yeah. So luckily, that did not pass. But they said that they're also going to introduce that again next session. But that bill is terrible. There was also the bill that would have limited a certain pesticides. We talked about this on the show. Remember we were talking about how the fact that there was this environmental group that went to Annapolis to testify saying that, oh, the pesticides we're using, on some of these crops across the state, they're just so harmful and this and that. And then, we have people call in from the Eastern Shore and other places saying, no, they're making a lot out of nothing. And they were talking about the fact that, you know, some of the pesticides that they were advocating for were extremely expensive or would do other harm. And so a lot of farmers were not thrilled about this. Just so you know, that bill did not pass. That did not pass. And then also the Second Look Act. Some activists are saying that it was watered down. It did end up passing. This was also written up in the Maryland Matters article. Here's the paragraph they have on it. It says, another bill that advocates said was watered down was the Second Look Act, which would allow some people who served at least 20 years in prison to petition the court for a reduced sentence. That person couldn't be convicted of a sex offender. It cannot have been sentenced without the possibility of parole. Again, that was House Bill 853. And they said that they're going to most likely come back next session and add more because they believe that it was watered down. A lot of Republicans stood firmly against the Second Look Act, and we should continue to do so. So again, this is why we need strong Republicans in Annapolis. This is why. I got some callers here that want to weigh in quickly. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I don't think there are any moderate Democrats anymore. I think they're either progressively insane, they're conservative, or they're rhinos. You know, it's just I don't buy it. They're gone.
Yeah, well, you know, Kurt, I will say maybe there's very few in office, but I will say that there are moderate Democrats in the state. I will say that. I think some of them listen to the show. I would say my mom is one of them. They're here. They just, a lot of them just don't, you know, they're not very vocal about it. But a lot of them do believe that the left's going too far left.
I personally, I just think most of them anyway are just trying to, they're acting like they're moderates, but they're not moderates. They're just saying that in order for people to listen to them. They're not gonna vote Republican.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kurt, I think there are people
never. I'm not saying sometimes nothing. Larry Hogan to me is he's the rhino to me, or you, and he's also he's a Democrat. You know, let's face it, he's the old school Democrat. But you know, they've just blended the one whole thing. The rhinos and the modern Democrats are all in the same boat.
Yeah, no, I do believe that because they all, you know, oppose Trump and what he's trying to accomplish, which is really get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. You think everybody would be on board with such a thing, but for some reason they're not.
I love your show. You had a great show, and it sounds like you have a great kid in Olivia.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Kurt. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And Olivia, she is great, you know, not all the time, but we're working on that. No, she's a great kid. And that's why we were talking about the juvenile crime earlier. I could not imagine my daughter thinking that it would be okay to run and riot in the streets of Perry Hall. Like, what? What? You've lost complete control of your kids. And when you lose complete control of your kids, I expect the police to pick them up and I expect them to do some time. Because obviously you're not able to get it done. I got Dan in Ebbersburg. Dan, did you want to weigh in on reparations?
Yeah, Kim, the biggest, quickest, easiest comment is, how do we find out who is who what? And where does it end? I always joke with my best friend's German. He married an Italian. My ancestry is Irish and Polish, so both of them should owe me reparations because the Italians, or the Romans, enslaved the entirety of Europe, and we all know what happened during World War II to the Poles. But where does it go back to? Where does it end? How far should we go back? What's the cutoff point? Is it just the slave trade during the 1400s? Because then does Africa pay into Maryland? How much does Africa contribute, or the African nations that sold the slaves contribute into the reparations that we now as taxpayers have to pay?
Yeah.
Should they contribute?
Yeah. No, Dan, you're right. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And the fact, and you know what, I guess this goes to Kurt, our last caller's point, because I thought, you know, some of the moderate Democrats that I believed were moderate in Annapolis, they voted for the Reparations Commission. And then it was kind of like, well, wait a minute. There's no way you could be moderate and support a Reparations Commission.
Well, and at what point do we go back to, because a lot of blacks in America right now have heritage that goes back to slavery, depending on whoever their ancestors, you know, decided to mix with, they were slave owners.
Right.
Where does it end? Where is the pure ethnic African-American that was completely directly, not from the Caribbean, that was directly from Africa and brought over here as a slave? If you find me that person, we can give them some money.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't not find that person, Dan. You're right.
They don't exist.
Yeah. No, trust me. I get it. Dan, thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Thank you. And as he mentioned, they're not from the Caribbean. So that would mean Governor Wes Moore, he doesn't get any reparations. It'll be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see if he signs this thing. And it will make national news because they've already got their eyes on this. As I mentioned, Newsmax talked about it. Obviously, every local paper and every local network's been talking about it. But you can't afford it. As Dan pointed out, you don't know who to give the money to and where you're going to get the money from and who's going to pay this thing. It's silly. It's just, it's pandering to the 10th degree. And the only people that buy it are those that really, in my view, have no business voting in the first place, but this is America, so they can do it. Speaking of voting, real quick, I know I talked a lot about this proxy voting situation, and that's only because, I have to be honest with you, it's because it really, really upset me. And it really upset me that Representative Ana Paulina Luna was one of the co-leads on this. Because as a Republican, as a conservative, you know what a privilege it is to serve any constituency. And if you run for office and you try to get to Capitol Hill and you lose time and time again, which Anna has done, she worked really hard to get there. And so she finally wins that seat. And then all of a sudden she wants to be able to vote by proxy. And she wants other women to also be able to vote by proxy because of childbirth. I don't know how she came to this conclusion. I don't get it. When we come back, I'm going to play some audio for you from one of the other co-leads. Her name is Sarah Jacobs. She's a congresswoman from California, San Diego to be exact. And she talked about how they were bringing this to the floor. And she talked about how upset she was that Speaker Mike Johnson actually put his foot down and said, you know what? We're not doing it. I know President Trump called me and said he wanted to do it, but guess what? I called him back. And he explained to him how absolutely silly this whole thing is and how it can be abused in the future. When we get back, I've got that audio for you.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
As a teacher, I should know the answers. But with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, answers don't come easy. Steroids made my gut feel better, but they brought symptoms and risks of their own. A friend told me about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and they helped me find a specialist. We talked through the pros and cons and landed on a new treatment. I feel like the guy with answers again. Don't wait. Make sure you have the latest info and the best plan for you. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The European Union is already looking to retaliate. They're going to be one of our toughest customers. Remember, tariffs built Europe with the Marshall Plan after they started the war. Okay? We pulled their fat out of the fire. Now they're punishing us. They've been ripping us off for decades.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We were talking about reparations, and that is because Governor Wes Moore has a decision to make. The Democrats in Annapolis passed a bill that would enact a reparations commission here in the state of Maryland. And now Governor Wes Moore has to decide on whether or not he signs it into law. Oh, man. He should have got on the phone and said to the Legislative Black Caucus, like, look, I know you want this, but when it comes to my nationwide run here in the future, I can't sign this thing. I can't do it. But he didn't make the call. He didn't make it. Mike in Bel Air, you wanted to weigh in real quick on reparations?
Yeah, isn't there a rule in law saying that you can't charge the son for the sins of the fathers? To me, reparations is exactly that. You know, the people that were affected by that do no longer exist.
Yeah.
So are you not charging the sons or the grandsons or the great-grandsons or the granddaughters for the sins of somebody that happened 100 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, but this is why I say it's actually impossible. Like, it's not possible whatsoever. Yet they continue to do this every time because they want to pander.
Well, it's a great way of buying votes, you know.
Yeah.
They gave me this money, so I'll go vote for them. So maybe they'll give us some more. That's basically what it works down to. And that's against the law in itself there, too. So,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. Great point. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
You the same.
Thank you. Great points there from everyone. Real quick, I've got this audio for you. Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs out of San Diego, California. She joined Brittany Peterson out of Colorado and Ana Paula Luna out of Florida, and they wanted it so that moms on maternity leave would be able to vote by proxy. And I said, get your butt to work. Get to work. I mean, there's the shenanigans already. This is not some unforeseen circumstance. You knew you wanted to start a family. You knew you ran for office with a belly, baby in your belly. You did it anyway. You did it anyway. Okay? Life's about choices. Take a listen to Sarah Jacobs, because she was so mad that Speaker Mike Johnson was not going to push this through. Take a listen.
I just got off the House floor. Unfortunately, Mike Johnson was able to kill our efforts to get proxy voting for parental leave, but the fight is not over. We will keep trying because families deserve better representation in Congress.
Okay, now that's Sarah Jacobs, okay? So she even talks about leaving behind Ana Paulina Luna because Anna, I guess, was trying to change things. We talked about with the pairing, something they used to do back in the 1800s. And so Sarah Jacobs made another video saying, oh, that's just ridiculous. We're not going to do that. We're going to kick Anna out of the crew. This is what she gets from working with Democrats, right? We're going to pick Anna out of, so we're going to kick her out of the crew. And now we're going to go take this to the floor, and we're going to make sure that every new mom gets time for maternity leave. Ridiculous. If you want to start a family and you want to be home for your child, stay home for your child, okay? Sure, your baby needs you at home. And guess what? In Congress, we need legislators. And voting by proxy will lead to fraud, waste, and abuse. And you know that it will. And if you start this is a slippery slope. You start it here, and then they're going to take it to other places. Like we said earlier, Ana Paulina Luna said, oh, what about just emergencies in general? What's an emergency? Who defines what an emergency is? So that's some good news. They are not going to be allowed to vote by proxy. President Trump did, in fact, change his mind. You know, I wasn't happy with the fact that he said that he supported it. So Mike Johnson explained it to him. And then he said, hey, he came back and said, do what you got to do. Speaking of doing what you got to do, next, we're going to talk to Delegate Nino Mangione. He's going to give us the wrap-up on the session here that just ended. And yes, we're going to talk about the budget and so many other things coming up next. Again, Delegate Nino Mangione joins us at the top of the hour.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, you're